While their friends were haunting the beaches of Florida or otherwise celebrating spring break, three students from the University of Mary Washington joined geography professor Stephen Hanna and students from two other schools to visit five plantations on Louisiana's River Road.
Up until 10 years ago, it was the Gone with the Wind narrative. We learned a lot about white owners and their furnishings and their architecture, and if slaves were mentioned, they were servants. Period.
Now, however, Hanna says many have begun talking about the slaves who made plantations possible, like the Whitney.
This is one of the few plantations that has a slave-centric narrative. The whole focus is understanding the experiences of the enslaved working on a plantation rather than as being sort of afterthought.
That tour does not begin in the mansion.
You start with the wall that commemorates the people who were enslaved there and tells you a little bit of something, whatever they can find about their backgrounds. And then you move in and learn about the slave cabins. You learn about how hard the agricultural work was. And then you go to the kitchens and you learn about the domestic enslaved women and men. And then you spend the last 15 minutes of an hour and 45-minute tour in the big house, where you learn about what often 10, 11, 12-year-old children would have to do to, say, get a hot bath ready for the lady of the house.
Hanna thinks it's important that visitors learn about slavery and bring that newfound knowledge to our thinking about modern-day social problems and race relations in this country.
Basically, 3 in 10 whites of the millennial generation still kind of buy into the idea that African Americans are lazier than whites. Well, almost 4 in 10 said that blacks are less well-off due to their lack of motivation. When we forget about slavery, we forget about the roots of those stereotypes. We forget about how those were forged as justification for enslaving men and women. And the other thing, by forgetting about slavery, we forget that slavery extracted wealth from these individuals for generations.
Students Xavier Griffin and Meredith Stone found people at the plantations did want to know about the lives of American slaves.
There was a little hesitation, of course, because, it's an uncomfortable topic for some people, and I understand that.
People really care about the emotions of the enslaved, and people want to know more than the original woodwork in the house.
What's more, the world can get a deeper understanding than what Hollywood has to offer, whether it's Gone with the Wind, 12 Years a Slave, or Django Unchained. And student Ian Spangler says the tourists he surveyed had come a long way to do that.
People coming down from Canada, people coming across from France and Germany, states that were very far away within the U.S., and all of them were coming here to these plantation museums to sort of see these histories and these stories, and they're very excited about it. But I think that that's very reflective of how big a microphone these plantations have and how much they affect the way that we perceive history today.
The researchers will share their findings with plantation operators in Louisiana, then begin visits to properties in South Carolina and Virginia with a grant from the National Science Foundation. I'm Sandy Houseman.